Here, we're good to go. We're good to go. Sorry, I was getting text messages. I'm going to put my phone on silent right now. It is just Eric. To start, this isn't going to be like a double podcast episode, but I wanted to give you something because I have not for a minute. It was a weekend with Jeep Fest, and then something that I'll talk about has busied up my schedule. It is around 5:22. It is 5:22 on Wednesday night. I'm getting the show ready for tonight. I'm working ahead for Friday night because there is You Will Do Better in Drag happening, and that's the kickoff to Toledo Pride Weekend. And we're all back together. I don't want to say any names because I don't want to tick off where I am currently employed doing the night show and recording this podcast. But I'll say this. I know last year when we were all together, there was some mild discomfort, some awkwardness, how we were going to set all this up, and probably some confusion from people. Like, why are they all back together, but they can't work together? So we're all back together to host this thing on Friday night. And much in the way where I participate with, I've been welcomed onto some boards, like some other community efforts, some planning committees, and sometimes people don't agree in these meetings on these boards, and I'm like, fuck, look, I'm here not for you guys, but I'm here to help the people that come to these places, these events, these festivals, these walks. So whether it's for animals or mostly with mental health, like, I just want to put any kind of drama or disagreement behind us, and we have to help the people who come to these things. So that's why Friday night, there will be no awkwardness. There shouldn't be any confusion. We're out there to do that for Toledo Pride, for unity and for love and for diversity here in our community. And again, it's Wednesday night. The big thing I wanted to give you, I could talk about, I guess, Detroit and Burn. Let me scroll down the notes in my notes app, which is where I get things ready for the show each night. Rick and Morty, the Rickmobile, is coming to Toledo. These are going to be like Twitter version, tweet versions, Twitter length thoughts. The Rickmobile is coming to a comic shop, a multiverse, someplace on Sylvania, which I've never been to. I know that I really should be watching Rick and Morty. How about this? I've been nerdily going back watching Star Trek Voyager, and I'm going to, the crux, the big part of this podcast, before we get to Jordan from BCSN and do what we do, I want to talk about something I have not talked about publicly on the air, on the podcast, and it's something that I have had a great aversion to, but I am now diving in head first. That's coming up. I will watch Rick and Morty tonight instead of Star Trek because I know, I'm certain I would love it because I know it's a cartoon, it's quirky, it's science-y, so I'm in. The Rickmobile is coming to town. What else? Detroit and Burn. The city could be exercising eminent domain, which means we are taking this. Here is money. Now move. And putting in a roundabout. How are you with roundabouts? I'm used to them. The one on Cherry, kind of at the end of the old... There is a dog outside the studio door right now. You have to be freaking kidding me. Somebody's pit bull mix. Do I stop the... What is... There's apartments across the street. It's got to be some... I feel like I should go get that dog right now. And it's got a collar on it. It's got to be somebody's dog. Shit. I hate when this happens. The city is going to move some people off and then put a roundabout in. The one on Cherry Street, as I was saying, that one is a little confusing because I feel like it's more complicated than like the one on Centennial in Sylvania. That's the other one that I go to frequently. They're good in GPS. Like if it says take the third exit, usually it's the third exit. So I don't hear as many complaints about roundabouts anymore. So hopefully you're getting the hang of them. And it looks like one is coming to Detroit and Burn. Some numbers. And thank you to Whitney Rofkar. Whitney Rofkar, I believe, was the coordinator, the director for all the chaos, the good chaos, the organized, enjoyable, entertaining chaos of Jeep Fest. Now let me give you this. I was asking around last week, and I'm like, did I blackout? Did I get blackout drunk last year in Miss Jeep Fest? I know it happened in 2016. Somebody's like, no, it didn't really happen last year. I'm like, oh, okay, good. I think we should have this every year. And Whitney asked someone here at Cumulus if I would host the Kids Zone. And I know Whitney's on my Facebook page, but I think she was doing some kind of marketing when Dave and Buster's opened, and we worked together there. So, Whitney, thank you. I had a good time. Got to know a lot of people at the Imagination Station. Kate, who is a good friend of my friend, Sarah Hegarty, so she made the day bearable. And not that it was unbearable, but it's nice to know somebody and hang out with somebody for about 8 hours outside as things ebb and flow for what's going on. And Chief Scientist Carl over at the Imagination Station, Becca as well. 1,700 Jeeps, 60,000 people, and the city made somewhere between, or it brought in money to the air. Oh, there's, I'm guessing that's that dog's owner. I should go say something to her. Please let that be your dog. Money that came into the city somewhere between $3.5 and $4.5 million. It is a big thing. It was huge. You just heard those numbers. It would be great if we could have this every year. And I know it's the same weekend as the Mommy Summer Fair, but I'm guessing the Summer Fair did okay. And it was only Friday and Saturday. So I hope Jeep Fest didn't take too much business for the Summer Fair, because that's a great event as well. Downtown Sylvania, when I went to a Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition pool party the other night at Highland Meadows. I drove through downtown Sylvania. I found out finally where Inside the Five Brewing is, and that downtown Sylvania has a lot of detours and a lot of traffic. Hopefully, as I talk here, because I was listening to Peter King. He is an NFL writer. And when he does his podcast, he's usually his guest. And I was listening to him while I was at the gym this morning. And I'm like, wow, he's... Oh, that's her dog. Good. She's pulling that dog by the collar. Jeez. And that dog... Oh. He is a fantastic writer and has been an NFL writer, and I've been reading his columns for years now. But man, he was kind of drab just talking by himself. And that's what I've always said. Like, I don't... Like, you've got to be... Most talk shows, when people talk by themselves, it's like sports talk, it's political talk, and there's opinions involved. And oftentimes they are very aggressive opinions. And I'm just not that person anymore, so smack me upside the head if you ever hear that I'm going to go do sports talk radio again. I'm just not that angry. I'm not into it anymore. It's not life or death for me, even though it is for fans of people like that. Like the Ohio State situation. Ohio State fans were coming after Blade writers this week. Calm the fuck down. But sitting and talking by yourself and being entertaining and informative, or I think Rush Limbaugh used to say, entertainingly informative, informatively entertaining. It is very hard to do. So I hope I am not as boring and as drab as what I was listening to earlier today. So let me give you, I should just bring water in here too. Let me give you what I wanted to get to, and I've hinted at it on the air. You know, we're doing the $1,000 summer with Q105, and I said, boy, you know what? Let me grab a pen. That'll make me feel a little bit better. I've been thinking about a big purchase lately, and $1,000 would help me out. My landlord, unsurprisingly, because property downtown is skyrocketing, my landlord is an older woman. She's in her 70s. She's likely going to sell the building where I live, St. Clair Village, Maddie and Bella, Home Slice, Ahava, and more. And I'm not surprised by this because, again, she's older. Does she really want the day-to-day headache of dealing with tenants who are very nice? We're a family. We're very much a familial community. We lost one of our tenants. She moved out a couple weeks ago, and we all got together in the hallway and had a little party. It was a great time. So we're a family, and we're all a little concerned that the building will be sold to new landlords, new operators, new property owners who may want to ask us to leave or jack our rent up several hundred dollars or redo the place, then raise the rent so that we can't afford it. So there's some, There's some trepidation right now. And again, I'm not surprised because I see what's going on, and we all do in downtown Toledo. More condos are coming. I guess where the Beaux-Arts building used to be. There's like an empty slot down the street, down from the farmer's market, where there were murals on the wall, and they just bulldozed right through those murals, and they're putting up condos there and maybe some restaurants. So it's growing, and you know, people want to get real estate people want to get in on that, so they come to my landlord who's older and again maybe wants to move on and cash out. So I get it. If I had all that money, I would want to buy where I live. So there is some concern that we're all going to be out of a place to live soon, or at least paying a lot more for it as the property around downtown goes up and up and up. You know, in the fiberglass tower, I think some of those things are leasing or selling for $200,000, $250,000 to attract CEOs to live downtown. That's not in my price range, obviously, or many people's price range, but it's to draw those types with those people who have those bank accounts to be down there. And maybe those people can bring places down where we can food shop. So my building potentially being sold, and things trending well here at Q105, coming in every day doing the show. But really, my building potentially being sold was the catalyst for me to look for a house. For almost my entire professional life, people have said, you pay how much in rent? I don't think I've ever paid less than six something, and that was on the low end, 600, 700. Right now I pay like nearly $1,000 in rent. You just said, what? It's a big place. I live downtown. It's great. And I have always rented, and I have always, and people have said, why are you paying that much in rent? You know, for that much you could have a house? Yes, but perhaps you've noticed in my line of work, people move a lot. People are transient. They get fired. They get better jobs and move on. But as you know from last June, I have committed to staying here. So I think the next step to keeping my word with that is taking the nearly $1,000 a month I'm paying in rent and transition that over to a house payment. I had been looking at condos because I am still very averse and allergic to tending to needs outside of the house, shoveling, plowing, maintaining the lawn. Like I used to mow the lawn as a kid. It was like one of my first teenage chores I got, where I'd make a couple of bucks. So I can mow the lawn, but what if the lawnmower breaks? Remembering to have gas and all that stuff. But shoveling is a big headache, and when and if I ever wind up getting like another job earlier in the day, waking up early and taking care of all that, then as opposed to now, it's just cleaning off my car, starting it up and going. But shoveling, it's a lot. So that's why I've been looking at condos. But what I've learned so far is what I've looked at. There's nothing in the range I want to spend, 100, 110, 120-ish, maybe 130, that appeals to me. And I also learned from a lender that a lot of properties in that price range are often properties that are rented out. So you've got renters in there who don't take as good care of it as people who would own it. Maybe I saw one of those the other day when the place I looked at, it was $100,000. And I was like, wow, this is a trip back to my childhood with how horrific and ugly this wallpaper is. There's some very early social media pictures of me from the house that I grew up in. And people don't comment on me so much as the bathroom wallpaper. And that's kind of what I saw when I went into this one home. I looked at some other places in similar areas, like just in the airport area, airport and 475, borderline like Springfield, Holland, Toledo. And I really liked that area. These other condos were beautiful, but more than I think I should spend, they were like in the 150 range. And this is like $1,000 a month. And that's an alarm for me because things will go wrong. And that's a dangerous area. It's also, I guess, Well, first of all, these places were too big. The one place that I went into that I fell in love with, the bathtub that I want to, that I like, a tiled shower where I could put different faucets on the wall, an overhead shower head, which is what I've always wanted. But they're turnkey and ready to go, but too big. I immediately walked downstairs in the first one, and I was like, I could immediately put up a for rent sign, and someone could have a 700-800 square foot apartment with their own bathroom, their own washer and dryer. They were borderline too expensive, but too big. It would take me years to have all the stuff to fill this place out. And I looked at a second place that's over like Perrysburg, Holland, Perrysburg, Sylvania. South of Reynolds. West of Reynolds. Same thing. Beautiful home. Way too big. Way too big. And I'm not opposed to having a roommate, but I don't want to get into this, into that financial situation, paying $1,000 with things that could also go wrong and more expensive utility bills, thinking if I don't have a roommate, I'm just going to be beating into my savings, which I've been doing some over the last year or so. And I've also learned that most people who get condos in these areas are elderly people. Now, I do like my quiet. I do like my isolation, but I would like some neighbors who I could occasionally socialize with who don't go to bed at 4:30 in the afternoon. So as of today, I started looking, I shifted my focus into looking at homes. And I'm thinking, instead of paying like $130, $140, $150, you know, and there's an HOA involved in that, which is like $100 or $150 a month, maybe I can find a home for $100, $110 that is a good size for me, doesn't have a gigantic lawn, but still something manageable that I can mow, not huge sidewalk space, and is fits my needs and isn't in a bad neighborhood. And I was peeking around the Beverly neighborhood today, and they kind of remind me of homes where my friend just bought a house on the opposite, well, on the water side of the zoo, just off the trail. I like those homes. They're older, so there's some work involved. And I think the homes I looked at were built in like the 40s or 50s. And I'll go look at them. But the takeaway from all this is, for the first time in my life, I am looking at purchasing a home. And with these ones in the 90 to 110 range, what I had expected to spend on a condo, maybe more taxes with HOA fees, I'll shovel my own sidewalk. Maybe I'll pay somebody to do landscaping, or hopefully maybe have some friendly neighbors, and I'll cook them dinners occasionally or whatever. And these condos were, you know, turnkey. Not a lot of work needed inside as far as making it more aesthetically pleasing with carpets and nice things on the wall, good colors, things that I want. I'll take what I was going to spend more and put that into upgrades on the house, making the bathroom the colors and style that I want, maybe getting a carpet that I'll find appealing, and just the general upgrades to put my stamp on it. But again, the big thing here, the big breaking news aspect of this is I, Eric Chase, not my legal name. Somebody did that the other day when I was looking up, when I was having my credit checked. It's 808. I have everything to get a house. Credit, savings, down payment, except the right income. So my dad's going to have to co-sign with me. That's the other thing, too, he has warned me about. You know, if things don't work out, like in Toledo, for whatever reason, you cannot pick up, and or somebody offers you a job, like even if it's up in Detroit with our Cumulus friends there, you know you have to sell your house. I know, Dad. I know what I'm getting into here, but I'll also be saving some money, and it will be a further emotional and financial commitment to a place I like living very much. So any input on this as well. I've learned all, you know, I've done a crash course on buying a house. And by the way, somebody looked up my credit with my social security number. They're like, you don't have any credit history. I'm like, oh, not Eric Chase, not my legal name. And like 808. Damn, feel good. I've done a crash course on buying a house. The roof, the furnace, the hot water heater. At least that was the main stuff with condos. So I just think desperate. Like, I think I looked at a house today that a friend of mine, Ashley, said, I think you went to this last year. I remember it from the different colored rooms. And when I drove by it last year, I'm like, what if that fucking tree falls on the house? I mean, that's why you have insurance. So I am in house buying mode. Any help? I will welcome the suggestions. All right, welcome to the second part of tonight's podcast. She's from BCSN. It's your fourth time?
I think so. Fourth or fifth?
Pull that microphone close.
Better?
She's a pro.
Clearly.
Jordan Tomase from BCSN. Are you all geared up and ready? Because football season. Now, I know you have to miss the first week, but
I do.
High school football starts next week.
Yes, August 24th is the kickoff, and I'm so excited. I cannot wait. But unfortunately, I'm missing the first week because my best friend's getting married, so I'm a dedicated maid of honor, and I'm going to that. But then I'll be back afterwards, and we're all pumped. We are ready for football season.
I saw today that, freshmen went back to Mommy today.
Yeah, I think school started today.
It's the middle of August.
I feel like they need more time off. Are you saying, like, they should have started earlier?
No. Like, having lived, like, in the Midwest now for long enough, when I went back to school, it was always the day after Labor Day.
That's like how I feel like it should be.
Yeah, the first...
summer's not over.
The first weekday after Labor Day is when I went back. And then moving to Michigan, I got to see that some went back, like, in August. But it was, like, late August. You don't get more middle August than August 15th.
I know. I'm trying to think. I feel like I started high school. I always remember like the 25th or the 26th sticking out in my head. So, and that's when we started.
So still before Labor Day?
Yeah, still before. But I guess you're right. It is kind of early this week.
Where did you go to Northview?
I went to Northview, yes.
Okay.
The Wildcats.
Did your school have air conditioning?
Yes. I think it was Southview that didn't have it.
Okay.
But we did. So I felt, I didn't care going in the summer. Did your school?
My middle school did. My high school did not.
Oh.
And they had to close it some days because it was too hot.
That's kind of nice,
and
though.
I can't make any good argument whether it's better to start before or after Labor Day or now. But because I know that, like, if you start now, you probably get out sometime in May. Right. I didn't get out until sometimes the third week of June.
And that's late. That seems really late. I feel like you're already into summer.
For some, yeah. But I always looked at it as, like, that last month. Like, this is how I felt about snow days. I was totally cool. Like, yeah, let's have a snow day in February, and you can add it on into June because... Now, I know things are different now with testing and, and having to get certain things done and checking certain boxes, but hell yeah, I'll take a day in June because most people have checked out, teachers included, by
that
then.
That is true, and it's always like a movie day or you just sit back and chill. Yeah, right. No, I totally agree. You have a good point there.
But I'm wondering if you go to a school, like if Southview doesn't have air conditioning, what's worse, not having air conditioning into June or... We're going back early sometime in August.
I feel like going back early in August because that's when it's super hot. I feel like June, right. It's still nice and warm, but it doesn't get super intense until July and August.
And to make this somewhat sensible when it comes down to, always follow the money, like, air conditioning costs money. So if you've got to crank up your air conditioning like the 20-something of August as opposed to not having to do it, like sometime in June,
right.
That would seem to make sense, but I don't know. I guess a lot of things schools do these days don't make sense.
No, not at all.
So we'll do some community stuff coming up, and cool. Like what you have lined up for BCSN.
Yeah.
Let's do entertainment gossipy stuff.
Oh, my favorite.
You want to hit me with the Kourtney thing?
Yes. So Kourtney Kardashian's kind of old news, but still kind of relevant. She broke up with her boyfriend Eunice, which he was 24 years old, and she's in her 30s. I want to say 35, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit younger. But I always thought that relationship was weird. He was just super young, and she had 3 kids, and it just didn't seem like a balance. Like,
right.
When you're 24, I don't know, I wouldn't want to be with somebody that had 3 kids in
yep.
late 30s. I want to just still go out and have fun and party.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, RIP to that relationship.
I saw something with him last week. I was scrolling through stuff and saw that he was like, he got caught hooking up with some girl.
Yes. Photos came out with him, like, all over a girl in Mexico, and then Kim Kardashian commented on some Instagram, throwing some shade, and said, oh, have fun on your boys' trip. Because he might have told Courtney it was a boys' trip. I don't know. The girl was pretty, too.
If you're dating Courtney Kardashian, I would expect you to be, you know, dating, hooking up with, being seen with like 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Right. Every, you can't downgrade at right. all. No.
Who was she with before him?
Scott Disick.
Was she still doing that?
Yeah. Well, and I ship that so hard. I want them to get back together so badly. They're just so great together. I mean, maybe not because they broke up a couple
like,
times.
He's but. More good, like from what I recall, like he's more... He's better as mm-hmm. part of the family than her partner.
Right. That is true. And especially what, like looking back on past seasons, you're so right. Because whenever they dated, he was just a hot mess and couldn't get his life together. But now that they're not together, he seems like he's kind of has everything.
Can I give Courtney the same thing I say about with Selena when we talk? Like, their picker is way off.
Yes, yes.
Like, when you feel attracted to somebody and you want to go out with that person, stop yourself.
Yeah, she just doesn't pick the right ones. I don't know. It seemed all fun at first, but just the age gap. I don't know. I couldn't do it. I know they say age is just a number, but I don't know. I always felt like it was weird.
I agree, but... Age is just a number, but lifestyle is not. And you're right.
Right.
When you have three kids. I don't care if you're a Kardashian and somebody can take, you can push those kids off to a relative, a family member, a friend,
right.
or pay someone to watch them. You as a 35-year-old have to be aware of three small children you have to take care of.
Yeah.
That's not something that resonates with a rich 24-year-old.
Right. And in the past episode on Sunday, she was complaining that she doesn't want to work all the time. She wants to be home with her kids, but yet she could go jet setting for weeks on vacation right. with her boyfriend. So that's just a little confusing too, but I don't know.
I asked you if like there was other stuff going on because I went to People and E and there's nothing happening.
Which, I mean, I guess is good in a way, you know.
I guess things are ramping up for like fall TV season.
True.
Things
Do you have
slow.
Any shows on your list for fall TV?
Nope.
None?
When does this... Who's Jim from The Office? I can't remember his name.
Oh, I forget, but I know exactly who you're talking about. Doesn't he have something coming
John
out?
John Krasinski.
Yes, he has something coming out August 30th, right?
Is it? It's Jack Ryan, the series.
Yes.
And I thought it was supposed to be out by now.
Oh, maybe it is.
I don't think so. Because remember, I still have your homework list.
Oh, shit.
IKEA and Amazon Prime.
I'm failing so hard right now. I will watch this.
It's
if
a
you
Prime
talk
show.
About it.
It's
yes,
a Prime show.
Because I saw it on Prime, and my boyfriend and I wanted to watch it, and it wasn't available yet. So, I mean, if he's watching it, then I'll have to get stuck and watch it, too. So,
what was the action movie he was in? Was it the Benghazi movie?
Oh, no. He was in that silent movie, that scary movie.
Right. I thought there was like a war movie I think he was in.
Really? Dang, he's a jack of all trades. Look
yeah.
at him.
And I know he was like potentially up for some superhero role. So I'm curious to see John Krasinski action hero because I'm used to like goofy, dorky
Office.
Jim.
And he's jacked now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's like a totally different person from The Office.
It's the Chris Pratt transformation.
Yes, 100%. Oh my gosh. That's like the perfect analogy.
But I wanted to ask you, so Disney stuff. Or so, because now they're like moving from what... What are your three favorite Disney movies ever?
Oh, man. I love Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
Aladdin. What is another one? It's Pixar. That doesn't count as Disney, right?
I'll count it. Sure.
I love like the Monsters, Inc.
Okay.
trilogy. I don't know if it's a trilogy, but there's three, right? Does that make it a trilogy?
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll try.
Maybe.
Yeah, three, yeah. So they're doing the live action movies now. I guess they've bled all they can out of the cartoons and remastered them and
right.
Did you like what's her face's from Harry Potter's
Emma Watson's
Beauty and the Beast?
Loved. Okay. Oh my gosh. I was just on cloud nine. I saw it in theaters and I saw it in the Monroe, Michigan theaters. And have you ever been?
Mm-hmm.
They're so comfy and the chairs like, you know, they're recline and everything. So I was just a happy camper and it was absolutely amazing. So I loved it. But sometimes you can go really bad with those.
Like what?
When you remake a Disney movie with like real life people, I feel like it can be hit or miss.
Can you think of one that might have missed?
No, I can't. So it's a really bad example. Right, but I get nervous when, you know, they want to remake it that way.
So Mary Poppins is coming out. That was live, but decades ago.
Right.
And Emily Blunt's in that. So that should be pretty good.
And she's married to your Jim.
To John Krasinski.
Yes. Yeah.
So jump ahead. I think it's March. Is Dumbo is a Disney movie, right?
Yes, I think. Dumbo's, isn't that coming out too?
Yeah, Dumbo, the live action movie, is coming out in March. The trailer came out in the summertime.
I don't think I've ever seen that cartoon.
I think I saw it when I was a little boy, and I remember when this teaser came out. When I was up in Detroit, we were talking about it. Apparently, they cut out, I think in the original cartoon, Dumbo's mom is killed?
Yeah, it's like really dark and sad. Well, in every Disney movie, there's no mom figure.
Isn't Bambi's mom shot?
Yes! Like right in the beginning. There's no motherly figures in any Disney movie.
So I think in the live one that's coming out, they're skipping past the just like her, the Dumbo's mom disappeared.
Right.
But did you see the Mulan picture? Where are you with Mulan?
I was never really a big Mulan fan. I've definitely seen it, but I would never just like randomly want to watch it.
Okay, so you don't care about, because I know some pictures have come out of, because that's going to be a live action thing.
Who's playing Mulan? Do we know?
I don't know. If you give me like a few seconds.
We're great with all of our characters today. Like,
I haven't seen all of these Disney movies.
Right.
Like, I've never seen The Lion King.
What?
I've never seen Aladdin.
What?
I've never seen Toy Story.
Those are classics.
I know
Toy Story especially.
But I
what?
I know enough details to be in the conversation. I don't know shit about Mulan.
I'm pretty sure she is, and she starts off as a princess.
Of course, it's Disney.
Of course. And then she, something about how she has to go to war, or she disguises herself as a boy to go to war.
I'll just read this on the heels of our first look at Lee, L-I-U, Yifei, Y-I-F-E-I, Louis Yifei, is a sword-wielding warrior of the title in Disney's live-action Mulan. Director Nikki Caro from The Zookeeper's Wife shared a photo on the set from the first day of filming. So.
Sounds exciting.
Okay, so is Lady and the Tramp Disney?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Do you know who Tessa Thompson is?
No.
Did you see Creed?
Like, no. I almost asked you the band.
Did you see you did see the funny Thor movie, the last one, right?
Yes, yeah.
Tessa Thompson is the drunk girl in that.
Oh, and she's in Fast and the Furious.
Is she?
I think. Maybe it's not the same girl, but if not, they look alike. Okay, so I know exactly who you're talking about.
She's going to be, and I think that, so in Lady and the Tramp, it looks like Justin Theroux is in that.
Oh.
But Tessa Thompson will be voicing Lady.
Aww. That's cute.
And I think there's a live Aladdin movie coming as well.
Oh, I hope. That better be good. They got to pick a good Jasmine for that.
A good Jasmine?
Yeah.
Who would you suggest?
Oh, man. You know who would? Nick Jonas's fiance, and we can't remember her name.
Something.
It's something weird. It's a different name, so that's why I can't remember it. It's not like an Emily or a Jane, but she would make a really good Jasmine.
So I'm curious to see as this thing goes along with like Mary Poppins next, if these meet your very high expectations. Because you're right, it's a big deal to transition from animation to live action.
Well, because even when Carrie Underwood would do those, they would do like the live musicals.
The Sound of Music?
And she, I think she did really bad or nobody liked that one. They did Peter Pan, which was kind of a flop, but Grease was amazing.
Was that, whatever the last one was really well regarded. But you're right, they've
got Jesus Christ Superstar.
Was it?
With John Legend. I think that was one of them. That was really good, too.
What was the one that had a black cast with Neo and I think Mary J. Blige?
Oh, gosh.
It was The Wiz.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that one.
Okay. But you're right. I think the first one, Sound of Music, that was the Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
They have gotten much, much better.
Right. And it might have been like kind of a learning lesson. Like, how do we do this? And so the first two might have not been the best, but the other ones since have been awesome. So that's just my fear with remaking like movies like that is just.
But Disney doesn't suck. Disney doesn't like botch stuff. I mean,
that
look
is true.
Look how good Beauty and the Beast was.
That was so good. I need to watch it tonight when I get home.
It came out last year, right? 2017.
Yeah, I think so, or 2016, maybe. Maybe it was last year.
Okay, I think it was. That would be a year and a half ago. By the way, look how far we've come.
Oh my gosh!
But that movie, I always said, and it made as much money as I expected. It was like a modern day Titanic, the movie.
Yes.
I don't think it made that kind of money. It made a lot.
Right.
But the kind of movie where it's like, it's obviously targeted at you,
mm-hmm.
but it's such a good movie, everyone can go see it.
Really, it honestly is. And it's just a classic. And so it just turned out so well that you can watch the cartoon or that one and you'll be pleased with both. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I loved it.
Well, I hope all these live action Disney movies meet your expectations.
I know, now I'm nervous.
Here's something. Did you happen to see Ariana Grande on the James Corden show?
I didn't, and I love her, and I love him, and I didn't watch it.
They redid the Titanic soundtrack.
Oh my God, she's just amazing.
They put like some current song. They put Corden is playing Jack,
mm-hmm.
falling off the log, and he's singing Bye Bye Bye.
Oh.
There's Shape of You in there, and to wrap up, first of all, she looks older than she's ever looked.
Really?
Like, she finally looks like a 20-something year old.
Oh my gosh, good for her.
And she does My Heart Will Go On. And that song should have been left where it was. Because how old were you then when that came out? 98?
Oh man.
Like six?
Maybe, yeah.
There are certain songs that we have all heard enough that we
don't touch.
Never hear again. I never need to hear Santana Smooth again.
I just heard that on the radio. But do you mean like remixing it or just ever playing?
Nope.
Smooth is a good song.
But I heard it like thousands of times.
True, yeah.
What's another song that you...
Whitney Houston?
That's the good thing. People always complain back behind the scenes stuff. People say, you play the same songs over and over again. Yeah, but they're the good ones because people really, really like them. But there are some that get burned a lot deeper and longer than others.
Call Me Maybe.
That seems like it, but no. Like, that didn't...
Really?
That's just one of those songs that was so catchy.
It was good.
It didn't get played as much as you would think. But we've all heard My Heart Will Go On enough that we can leave it in 1998. And then there were parts from the movie mixed into the song. So...
Mm.
But her version of it, dare I say, like... Radio should play it, and I'd like to see if it's on. Let me look it up on iTunes
and
see if they released it. I have a clip of it, but you don't have headphones. But
Shoot!
Hold on.
And her voice is just so amazing. She could sing The Dictionary, and it would sound good.
But I would like this to be like a single again because it's that good. I'll pull it up so you can hear, and I'll turn the microphones off so you can hear a couple seconds of it. No, it's not. But I'm wondering, like, if this is floating out there for people to buy on iTunes. I'll play it for you, and I think you'll agree with me. And then, like, if it made it on the Spotify.
The park's just you and me. Turn it out till we get it right. I know that I can't take no more. It ain't no lie. There's no room for me up on that door, baby. Bye, bye, bye.
Voice is just insane. Let's just talk about that.
Like, I don't ever
nailed it.
I don't ever want to hear that song ever again. But when I was listening to and watch, I was like, "Holy shit!" Like,
and James Corden was good too.
Yeah, I mean,
he sounded amazing.
He's great, and he set that thing up by saying they did it all in like one rehearsal or one take. But obviously, like, they can do that because they're both very talented.
Right, yeah.
You need to watch it. It was good.
Oh, I'm going to go home and do that, too.
I have never wanted to hear My Heart Will Go On so bad ever. Because, if we would ever do that during, like, a throwback game or if I'm playing around. People cringe when that song would come on.
I didn't realize that. I like it.
They do. I'm trying to think of other songs like that. And I should know this better. Over, like, the last, you know, 5 or 10 years.
Oh, you know what song I just hate when it comes on is that, like, the cheerleader song. They played that all the time. It was by
Omi?
Yes. That's a song that makes me cringe. Every time it comes on, I'm like, no.
Usually the ones, those are like summer songs. So usually they never get burned too hard.
Oh, that was burned hard for me.
Sorry. Sorry. So Jeep Fest.
Yes.
You want to talk about the vehicle?
Sure.
Maybe we can find the person that did it.
Oh my gosh.
Who hit the BCSN vehicle?
Right. So we have this beautiful Buckeye BCSN, BCAN Wrangler. It's gorgeous. We just had it wrapped with all of our decals and we're driving it in the parade. And there's so many cars, so many Jeeps there. And
1,700.
That's a lot of Jeeps. And somebody hit our Wrangler.
As it was in the parade?
Yes, I'm pretty sure it was just because basically the parade was, it wasn't just a straight shot. It was just turning all these corners, you know, going through downtown. And I guess there must have been some confusion on who was going and somebody just kind of hit our
How?
Hit our car.
Like, is it?
It's
like,
not terrible.
Like you have to look at it and go, oh, yeah, I see it. Or, like, can you walk out right away and look at it and see it?
No. Like, I tried to find it earlier, and I couldn't really see it. But then once somebody pointed it out, I'm like, oh, there it is. But it doesn't, like, if you're just walking by, you won't be able to notice anything. So
just some light body work.
Right, yeah.
When did you guys get the vehicle?
We, like, just got it.
That's the thing.
Of course, you know. That's how it always happens. But yeah, Jeep Fest was pretty cool. I loved that it brought the community together. And then I was sideline reporting Sunday morning from the 4-miler, which was really fun.
It was a run and then also a walk, right?
Yeah. They had a run earlier and then right after the run, they had a 1-mile walk. So
I was hosting or emceeing whatever the kids zone, which was down by Imagination Station.
Fun.
By the water.
Yeah, that little interactive water feature that they have.
Yes, the water rocket challenge. But yes. So it was down below. So I had heard how busy it was, and I had heard that the parade was like 3 hours and that there was thousands of people, but I didn't see it because I was down below.
How was your emceeing that day?
It was a good time. Like when there were things going on, because people were doing the water rocket challenge, which was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. People were wound up in that, and then the scientists would come on and do a demonstration. The zoo, because they can't bring animals out anymore,
bummer,
was not as fun. And then in the later presentations they did, mm-hmm. we came up with some ideas to get more people involved. But it was a good time.
Good.
And I liked the weather. It was hot, but
gorgeous,
not humid.
Weather. Yeah, I was sweating so bad on Sunday. I looked like I ran the race, but really I was just walking around finding people to interview. And I'm like, I look worse than you guys, and you just ran the race. But
could have been
fine.
Like, it could have been worse. Could have been like Midwest muggy August humidity.
Yes. Or I've definitely, I had to sign the report from a wakeboarding event, and it was just pouring down rain the whole time. So yeah, could have been like that.
Could have been.
We got
it
lucky.
I didn't know. Like, I knew we had Jeep Fest before, mm-hmm. and I was thinking, was I like blacked out drunk last year? Because I don't remember.
Didn't have it last year.
I didn't. I'm like, wait a. And I was reading an article today in The Blade.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like they're going to do it again next. Like, they're not set to do it, like, as an annual thing.
It's just such a big event, and I don't blame them for how many people they have to, you know, get together and the planning. I think it's going to be an every other year event. Would you want it to be every year? I would if they need to have a cutoff with Jeeps.
Yes.
For sure.
There were 850 people that pre-registered.
That is insane.
I think they had expected there to be 1,000.
Oh my gosh.
That were going to show up, mm-hmm. but then it was nearly twice that. Yeah, I had heard it was supposed to be over by noon, mm-hmm. but like an hour long. And I think somebody told me around 1, people were still lined up at the zoo to get in.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's insane. And I think next year, or not next year, but maybe the year after that, whenever they do it again, it would be cool if everyone kind of had floats, kind of like a homecoming parade, you know, like UT, BG, because I felt like a lot of the Jeeps, they were just all the same. Do you
right.
know what I mean? Like,
well,
I feel like they should be really cool and spectacular, something to look at.
I don't know if just, because I couldn't see it, I was down below.
Right.
But if, like, you brought your, like, 2012 Jeep Cherokee in there.
Like, no one's gonna look at that.
Right.
You see them every day on the road.
When I walked, I went to Poco Loco afterwards, and we walked
so jealous.
Home from there, mm-hmm. And we saw all the Jeeps lined up, parked, and they were like on top of one. Like, those are the ones that should have been in the parade.
Yes, those are cool. And I love that they do that. They just kind of drive up on each other's wheels, and that's so cool.
Yeah, like, we want to see those, not your, you know, 2015 brand new Jeep Cobalt or whatever. But, like, if we have the kind of pride that we do for Jeep, and it's such a part of Toledo pride, mm-hmm. It should be every year. I don't know anything
True.
Like, it's not like, so the gaff is coming up, right?
Right.
the Rib Fest, Rib Off is this weekend. It's not like it's the every other year Rib Off. It's
True.
Every year.
Yeah.
So just constrict it a little bit. You know, get it a little more under control. Maybe not have as many things.
Yes.
But it should be an every year thing.
I agree with you on... You're right. If we have such Toledo Pride, it should be every year. So maybe right. we should go to the people that had it and be like, guys, let's do it again.
Right.
We'll be on board.
Fine. I can't think of any events, any place I've ever lived where it's like an every other year thing.
Right. That is true. I can't think of any events that are like that either. My only guess is just because it's so big that they just need all that time to plan. But
and I get that. And yeah. and it probably made enough money so that someone could have a job. I don't know. It should just be an every year thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Old West End Festival. It's not every other year. It's every year.
True. Good point. Make valid points.
What? So you have like what a run through for BCSN for next Friday night because there are the scrimmages?
Yes. So all the scrimmages are next Friday. So basically what we do is we act like we're really going on air.
Okay.
So we'll all dress like it's a dress rehearsal. You know, we'll go to the studio. Reporters are out at games and just to make sure logistically everything goes well. So
make sure it all works.
Yes.
Is it plugged in? Is it turned on?
Right. And so if there are any problems, we can fix them before we actually go live on the 24th.
So the following week, where do you know where you'll be?
Like the 24th?
No, the fall, because you...
Oh, won't... after that? No. I usually don't know until that week of. I mean, we all have it planned, but just right. for me, I just don't look at the schedule until that week.
I saw there was something in the Blade today, and they list like the 9 or 10 can't-miss games, and, mm-hmm. and I saw somebody that I know on Twitter, she tweeted out that like Whitmer was on 3 of those. So where did you go to most last year? Did you go to Whitmer a lot?
I tried to go to every school equally, but Whitmer is just, they're a good team.
Right.
They're really good. Same with Central Catholic. Central Catholic and Whitmer, that's a game you do not want to miss. It's a rivalry. Basically, all the rivalry games, but there's some that will surprise you. Excuse me. There was a couple last year that were upsets, that were amazing games that, you know, typically you wouldn't think would be that great of a lineup. So,
like who?
There was a Perrysburg one. I think they played Northview, I want to say.
Is Perrysburg good?
You know, they... I have to cough again, sorry. They didn't have, I don't want to say the best season, but they definitely are coming into this season with they're hungry to win, and they have more experience, which is really good. So I think they'll be on top of their game this year, so we'll see.
Who stinks?
I cannot say who stinks, but what? If you look
if
at the...
You stink, you know, like, who's not going to win a game this... I've never followed high school sports. I've been lousy at this.
I feel like I don't want to call the schools, but... Because they're all... Oh, I just
no,
can't.
Not.
I'm trying
they're
to be
not.
Positive.
Who didn't win a game last year? Do you know?
Yes.
Who?
But I don't want to call it the school.
Why?
I
they know they
so
didn't win.
Bad because I don't want to be negative. There were some... I don't even want to say their names. I know. I'm so sorry. But they're
Rogers.
They are going to do better this year because...
So they didn't win a game last year?
I think they won one possibly. And they were very close in other games that they lost in overtime. So I truly think they're going to get it together.
All right.
They're
a good team. I'll name schools. And by your reaction...
Oh, my God.
Clay's
not bad. Clay's good.
Swanton have a football team?
I don't think we cover. Swanton's, I don't think, in our footprint. Maybe they are, but...
Yeah, they are.
I don't remember.
Springfield.
Springfield's good. Springfield's really good.
Mommy's
good. They lost Devin Cleghorn, though. I'm pretty sure he graduated, and he was really good last year.
Rossford?
Honestly, don't know. I don't think we covered too many Rossford games last year, so I can't say. You're going to get me in trouble.
That's fine. Look, if you don't win any football games, we can't sit here and sugarcoat this for you. What's the school that's on the river on the east side? Why can't I think of what school that is?
Wait?
Is it Wait? Yeah, Wait.
Is it Wait? I cannot remember if Wait was... I can't remember. I'm sorry. I'm letting you down now.
Northview and Southview?
Northview's good. They were awful when I was in school, so I'm really glad that they're up and coming. They had a bunch of really good seniors, and they all graduated, so it's going to be interesting, the team's dynamic this year and how they handle it.
Southview,
last year.
They play. Yes, they play.
They play. it's another building year. I mean, last year was definitely a building year for them as well. In 2008, I remember they won the state championships, and they were good.
Bowser?
I don't remember Bowser.
Start
won the City League last year.
Okay.
So they're City League champs. They're good.
What's the one that's connected to the YMCA on Tremainsville?
Start?
Is that?
Yeah, that's not Start.
Yeah. Oh, I'm thinking of Scott.
Scott. They are another school that has...
Up and coming means they stink.
And they're not up. I didn't say they're up and coming. They just, you know, every...
It's a building year.
Every school has building years.
Look at you with your sports cliches. I'm so proud.
Thank you so much. I learned a lot. But, I mean, every school, you're not all... You know, not everybody's going to have a great year. You're going to lose seniors. It is a building year. You have to, you know, get used to the new members of your team, the freshmen. And, you know, there's a lot of learning lessons. So I think we live in a town where everybody is pretty good. You have a really good football team. You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
How Pollyanna of you. Rose-colored glasses. BCSN-colored glasses. Nobody loses. We're all winners.
Honest, just too positive.
here's a serious thing that I'll give you. It's long-term homework.
Oh, God.
It's semester homework. I'm curious for your take, because you know about all the concussion stuff with football, right?
Right, yeah.
I'm curious if what you see, how the players are treated in situations like that with medical attention, or if a kid just took a big hit, are there more people than in the past that run out to check on him? What's the buzz? If you talk to parents off camera, are they more concerned, less concerned? Are they okay? Because I mean, I don't have to go through, I can only go through the mental exercise of would I let my kid play football, but. Right.
No, I mean, I already can tell you now that it is taken a lot more seriously just because with the growing concussions. And even there was a football player, I think, from Maryland who just passed away because their coaches were working him too hard in the heat. And
he had like a heat stroke.
Yes.
And the university
insane.
Had to admit like moral and ethical responsibility. And that's from another thing. Apparently those coaches were assholes and they weren't as attentive to his thing.
Right, which is so sad.
Not even connected to concussions. The concussions and head injuries is the big thing. And I'm stunned that one, nobody is sued college. It's all about the NFL and they have the most money, but universities have a lot of money too. I'm surprised someone hasn't sued schools.
Yeah.
And I'm really surprised that parents in some way haven't come after high schools because high schools and districts don't have that kind of money to fight off lawsuits of kids who are in their 20s, 30s, whatever, with head injuries.
Yeah.
Or worse.
And I mean, I think players are smarter too now. And I think they just know their body and they're like, you know what? I got hit really hard. I need to sit out. I need to take a break. So I think that's just we're being more educated about it and we're bringing it in the limelight more so people just know more about it. Because I feel like before, a couple years ago, I never realized how bad it was you know, how hard you get hit. Because I mean, I'm not out in the field. I have no idea. But
yeah, and I'm curious, add to like coaches and parents and people watching games, the players themselves, because I used to think that like it's important to, you know, think strictly of like the NFL, and granted, that's a job, but still, the sport is the sport. They've chosen to do this. They're getting paid more than even the average person. Even the lowest paid ones are getting paid a great deal of money. They know the risks, especially within the last 7-8 years. This has become a bigger issue. Because the protections and precautions being put in place now are so that the parents that go out to these games at Maumee and Whitmer and other places will feel confident that if their kids are good enough that they can go play as pros, and it'll be safe then. Because these players now, like, they know what's going on.
Right. I mean, there's plenty of players in the NFL who have just stopped because they don't want to risk the injury. They don't want to get brain damage. And I don't blame them after getting hit. you know, so many times and so hard, something's gonna mm-hmm. happen.
And,
so,
and then the other side of them, that there is now enough knowledge for any player that's in the NFL and even at the college level mm-hmm. that you can make the decision. And if you know you're going to take the paycheck, you realize the risks that mm-hmm. you know the 45 year old version of you might be disappointed that the 25 year old decided to keep playing, but you did get all that money. You know, I'm surprised right. the NFL can't just come up with like a piece of paper that says, you can never sue us regardless of anything.
I'm sure they have to sign something. I don't know.
Nothing that concrete. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to see the temperature of anyone surrounding football, because as right. each day goes by, we know more about the dangers of it
right.
and the precautions you have to take. Because mm-hmm. I think some people, some boys and girls, whoever, will just choose to take the risk.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Because you can get a paycheck, whereas mm-hmm. some other kids might go, I'm left-handed and I throw 85 miles an hour as a sophomore. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play baseball.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully this year everyone is very healthy. Everyone has good seasons and there's no.
Well, guess what? Some are going to have bad seasons.
I know.
There are going to be broken bones. There's going to be torn muscles.
That's just part of the game.
It is part of the game. You've chosen to do this.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else as we wrap up?
No, I don't think so.
You got to get to IKEA.
I do. IKEA.
Prime. You got to get Prime.
Mm-hmm. I do.
I don't think I have any more homework for
good,
you.
Good. That seems pretty easy. The IKEA might be a little bit of a hassle, but we can figure it out.
You got to pull that off.
I know. I need to go and I need to eat like a churro there.
Yes.
Living the dream at IKEA.
The Swedish meatballs.
Yes. I'll eat everything there. I should do like a taste test of everything. My IKEA experience.
Do it on Facebook
you can
Live.
Document it. Perfect. Yeah. It's like you're going with me.
People would love it. If your boyfriend won't go, I'll go with you. I would go to IKEA and say, I'll be the meme that says, I'm not gonna spend any. I'm not gonna buy anything.
I'm just looking. I'm not gonna buy anything.
And then $88 later, and then some Swedish thing that I can't pronounce and probably I'm not gonna be able to put together is coming home with me.
It's fine. That's what we always do.
All right. I'll see you soon.
All right, bye.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.